Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 59 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about movement as a journey. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And then maybe I'm getting a little bit ranty about people trying to force their movement paradigm on you. So stay tuned for the whole episode. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about movement as a journey, not a destination. My good friend Dr. John Campioni did an awesome post the other day and actually just made it a DM because I loved it so much. And in the post he basically said, stop being so concerned with squatting like a toddler and be more concerned with moving like a human. Not to imply that toddlers aren't humans. Somebody in the comments, always gotta ruin stuff, right? Somebody in the comments was like, I love this, except for the fact that you're implying that toddlers are not humans. But Jesus, not saying that. Saying that most people, they champion a specific movement. They're like, can you squat like a toddler? Well, first of all, there's different body mechanics, different your bones and such are different. So you're probably never gonna be able to squat exactly like a toddler, just because you're different sizes, right? Different proportions. But the overall goal should be to move with the ease of a toddler, right? To move with the ease of what an ideal human moves like. We get so focused on the outcome, the destination, we forget about the journey. And this is something that I say in all of my classes. Movement is a journey, not a destination. It's not did you get there, it's how did you get there. I don't care if your squat looks beautiful, if you have to hold your breath a million percent there, your face is bright red, your head's popping off in order to get to the bottom of that air squat, that unloaded squat. That's dysfunctional, my friend. Or if you have to really think so hard and you're squeezing and irradiating and doing all of this, we should be able to move with the freedom. I want to say thoughtlessness, but that seems like not the right word. But the carefree way of a child. They just go. They don't worry about putting their leg here. They don't worry about doing that thing and then turning around this way and then putting that. They just go. They don't think about it. That is what we should be striving for. You know, I did a post today, and the post was titled Yoga for Better Shoulder Mobility. And in my opinion, it's all the same shit. Just whatever you heard it from first is what we typically name it. You know, like, okay, you call it yoga and this, call it stretching, call it, I don't really care what you call it, as long as you're trying it and as long as you're moving. But I think one of my issues with some of the movement paradigms out there, and at the end of the day, if you're moving, I'm happy, but some of my issues with movement paradigms and something like yoga is that I think that it's become too much about the pose, too much about the destination and not about the journey. I think the way that most movement paradigms were originally designed, they were focused on the journey and getting there, always becoming better, you know, being present in that moment. Not just, does this pose look good on Instagram, you know? And so I put up the post, and one of my good friends, and she said it in a very loving way, and it was fine. But it made me think, because I think other people think would say the same thing. She said, okay, now lift your leg. And it's just like, why, right? Like, because I got annoyed with them. I was like, ah, but why? The goal of that post and one of the position that I was doing was to work on thoracic mobility, work on shoulder mobility. You know, and in that position, it was difficult. Why do I need to add something on top of it? Because it looks cooler? Because it's like, because the yoga people, God said that this is the end pose, this is the destination? Like, I don't give a fuck. Movement is a journey, not a destination. Make your journey yours. Do what speaks to you. I love how into movement people are, and whatever it is that you do, I love it. Do it more. Celebrate it. But can we also please stop trying to shove it down other people's throats? Like, we are going to do what speaks to our nervous system. And that is the best thing for us. Some people like yoga, some people like Pilates, some people like CrossFit, some people like running. That's what they're going to do. Leave them alone. At the end of the day, yes, I'm all about not letting that pendulum swing too far. So if we're having some aches and pains, we're having some issues, typically the way to remedy that is to do more of the thing that you're not doing a lot of. So if you do a lot of Pilates or do a lot of yoga, whatever, soft style kind of movements, okay, then maybe go lift some weights. If you lift a lot of weights, then maybe do some more of the softer style movement patterns, paradigms and such. But it's just really frustrating to me when I have people that, and I get it because they want to share their passion with me. And I hope that this episode isn't coming off too ranty, but it gets to be a bit frustrating when people just keep trying to get you to do something that you clearly don't want to do. And you as providers, I hope that there's a lesson to be found there. Like, if a patient doesn't want to do that thing, don't make them do it, right? Like, figure out what is it they like doing. Figure out what it is that speaks to their nervous system and run with it. Yes, you know, backtracking a little bit, if you're having some aches and pains, you probably have to do something, you know, that you're not doing a lot of, and oftentimes you don't do things because we don't like them. So there is some of that, but, you know, I keep getting, you know, I get people, and I love it. I appreciate it. People asking me to go and do this thing, do that thing. I don't want to do that thing. I get it. You really like it. I don't want to do it. I don't push CrossFit on people. I love it. But I'm not sitting there like every day, like, well, come to CrossFit with me. We'll come to CrossFit. You should come to CrossFit with me. I'll mention it one time. If people are like, hey, you know, what do you do to stay in shape? CrossFit. Do you like it? Yep. And I pretty much stop there. Like, I know part of that's me. I've never been like real salesy with things. But, you know, when I started being, you know, started treating and just interacting with humans and realizing we do what speaks to our nervous system. We typically do what speaks to our nervous system. What speaks to our nervous system, we're kind of more inherently good at. And yes, there is definitely something good to be said about doing things that challenge you. But there's also a lot to be said about doing things that you like doing. You know, I've never been one to really champion the struggle, and maybe I'll catch some flack for that, whatever. But do what you like. Do what makes you happy. In a time when there's just so much nonsense going on in the world and there's a lot of unhappiness, man, do what makes you happy. Do what speaks to your nervous system. All right, so, you know, where was I going with this whole entire rant? Movement is a journey, not a destination. Do whatever, you know, all those paths, they all take you to the top of the mountain. Pick whichever one you like most, as long as you're walking one of those paths, right? As long as you're taking one of those paths, I don't care what it is. Now, I think inherently some movement paradigms are a bit more sustainable than others. You know, we look at these hard style movements like CrossFit, and we have these external loads and barbells and such. It's a bit more hard style. And perhaps it's not as sustainable in the long term, you know, going balls out, balls to the wall the whole time. You may have to switch that up a little bit. Less weights, lower weights, less frequency, less intensity, dumbbells, kettlebells, things like that. But if that's what speaks to you, by all means, man, go and run with it. And if you are the yoga person, if that's what speaks to you, go ahead. You know, I just want people to understand that it's not about that end position. It's not just did you get there? It's how did you get there? What did you do to get there? Why are you doing this? What is the intent behind what you're doing? That dictates everything. The post that I put up, I was doing it as a mobility drill. It was feels amazing. It's something new to me. You know, we're blending the worlds together, which I love, right? There's definitely a ton to be learned by going into other movement paradigms, but understand that it's not about the single pose or the single movement. It's not about what do you look like in the bottom of a snatch. It's how did you get there? Like, what is the movement pattern that you took to get there? But also, what is all the practice leading up to that? All the mobility work, all the training, all the drills that you did, all of that matters, right? So that post that Don did just resonated so hard with me. And then, you know, putting this post up and getting comments and people really, I think, just being so focused on the outcome, so focused on the individual movement, not how did they get there? Like, what did it look like? Well, how did it feel? How did you get there? We need to take a step back and, in general, do some more reflection, spend some more time within things, spend some more time understanding and really being present. That changes everything. All right, wrapping it up. It's a Thursday, not so shorty, but still not that long. More discussions like this coming at you on Instagram, coming at you, not so much on Facebook. I really don't like Facebook, not going to lie about that. But my newsletter, and yes, I'm plugging it because I'm so freaking pumped about it. My Maestro course, Moving with the Maestro, from assessment to independence. You can check that on my website, www.themovementmaestro.com. I will link that in the show notes for you. So thank you, friends, for tuning in. You could have been doing anything, and you chose to listen to me. Endlessly appreciative. Until next time, Maestro.